KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports on KJAN. Atlantic senior Craig Allen Becker announced on Friday that he will continue his running and academic career at the University of Northern Iowa. The cross-country and track standout for the Trojans made the announcement via social media Friday morning. Becker took a seventh-place finish at the 2021 Class 3A state cross-country meet. He was part of Atlantic's championship 4x800-meter relay team in 2018 that helped the Trojans to a team runner-up finish that year and a third-place finish in 2019. Well, the Atlantic boys soccer team opened the season with a 3-1 loss to Carroll on Friday. Atlantic's goal was scored by Bo Dickerson with an assist from Devin McKay. Terrell Williams had 11 saves in net for Atlantic. And at the Winterset Husky Invitational on Friday, North Polk had the highest number of points in team scoring with 175. ADM was second with 111. Underwood third with 73. Nevada was fourth with 58 points. Earlham was fifth with 40. Further on down the list, Winterset came in sixth with 37 points. Nottoway Valley was in ninth with 14 points. Also, Creston will place 13th with 2 points. Underwood picked up 3 event wins. Braden Woolen won the 400-meter, and the Eagles won the sprint medley and 4x400-meter relay. You can check out the full results in the sports page at KJAN.com. Pioneer Athletics has proudly announced that Cam Community School District has been selected as a winner of the 2020 Fields of Excellence Award. As a winner, the Cam Community School District will receive a certificate of recognition and a Fields of Excellence banner that they can proudly display in their winning field. Pioneer may also use the picture of the Cam Community School District's winning field in their upcoming publications and annual calendar. Pioneer says they understand that excellence in athletic field maintenance goes unrecognized and often unappreciated. The Fields of Excellence Award program honors outstanding athletic fields and the hardworking field crews who diligently maintain them. The Fields of Excellence Award program was established in 1997 and has honored over 1,262 athletic fields from around the country since its creation. Colleges, universities, high schools, and parks and recreation departments from all over the U.S. submitted photographs, letters of recommendation, and application forms describing their institution's detailed athletic field maintenance program. A rigorous judging process yielded 73 winners from a large pool of applicants, with 2 athletic fields randomly selected as scholarship winners. Pioneer is the nation's leading manufacturer of athletic field paint marking and equipment. Designed for durability and dependability, Pioneer's lineup of natural and synthetic field paints, antimicrobial coatings, high-quality stencils, and athletic accessories are used by over 22,000 high schools, colleges, and professional athletic organizations throughout North America. National Player of the Year Luca Garza of the University of Iowa has been selected as the 2021 Senior Class Award winner in the NCAA Division I men's basketball. The award, chosen by a nationwide vote of Division I men's basketball coaches, national basketball media, and fans, is given annually to the most outstanding senior student athlete in men's basketball. Garza is the third student athlete from Iowa to win the Senior Class Award. Megan Gustafson in 2019 and Samantha Logic in 2015 were the others. An acronym for Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School, the Senior Class Award focuses on the total student athlete and encourages students to use their platform in athletics to make a positive impact as leaders in their communities. To be eligible for the award, a student athlete must be classified as an NCAA Division I senior and have notable achievements in 4 areas of excellence: classroom, community, character, and competition. "The University of Iowa has prepared me for the real world, both on and off the courts," said Garza. "I'm forever grateful to the countless teachers, advisors, tutors, and classmates that have helped me balance the life of a Division I student athlete with a rigorous curriculum in the Tippey College of Business." Garza said he will use all the knowledge that I accumulated at the University of Iowa to help him in future endeavors. And University of Iowa senior Luca Garza is the recipient of the National Association of Basketball Coaches, or NABC, Division I Player of the Year and the Pete Newell Big Man of the Year Awards. The announcement was made Friday morning by the NABC. Garza was presented with the award Friday night on the NABC Guardians of Game Awards show. Garza adds the 2 awards to his already impressive collection from his senior campaign. He was voted the Senior Class Award winner earlier in the day Friday, as mentioned a moment ago. And Garza was awarded the Associated Press and Lute Olson Player of the Year Awards, as well as winning the Oscar Robertson Trophy. Iowa's first 2-time unanimous consensus first-team All-American is also a finalist for the Naismith Trophy and the Wooden Award. Iowa State head men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger has announced the signing of 6'10" post player Robert Jones, a transfer from Denver that originally hails from Prior Lake, Minnesota. Jones will have 3 years to play for the Cyclones. Otzelberger said Robert's motor, enthusiasm, and ability to sprint the floor will elevate our program. He's a physical defensive presence who understands protecting the rim. It became clear, Otzelberger said, during the recruiting process that Robert's top priority was impacting a winning culture, and he will certainly have that opportunity here, that being at ISU. Jones saw action in 15 games as a sophomore, averaging 9.1 points and shooting 53.8% from the field. He also averaged 5 rebounds per game, posting a defensive rebound rate of 24%, which ranked third among Summit League players. Jones's best game came in the season finale against Omaha when he finished with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks. In 2021, Jones reached double figures 5 times, scoring a season-high 23 points against Regis and 17 points against North Dakota. He made 7 of 9 field goals against the Fighting Hawks. Robert Jones has always been efficient from the floor, shooting 57.8% as a freshman and 57% overall in his 2 seasons with the Pioneers. He averaged 9 points and pulled down 1.8 offensive rebounds in his initial collegiate campaign. He had a 21 point and 7 rebound performance as a freshman against North Dakota State in the Summit League tournament. Jones also posted an 11 point, 11 rebound performance against South Dakota State. NDSU and SDSU were co-regular season champions in the league in 2019-20, with NDSU claiming the auto bid by winning the tournament before the season was canceled. Robert Jones was a 3-star prospect out of Prior Lake High School. Iowa State women's basketball junior Ashley Jones earned third-team All-America honors by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association on Friday. Jones had a spectacular season for the Cyclones as she made her mark on the Cyclone single-season record book. Jones set a new record of 24.2 points per game, topping Carleton's previous mark of 21.7 points per game in 2018-19. Jones also finished with the season second in points in scoring, 678, tied for 7th in rebounding average at 9.5, 4th in free throw percentage at .883, 3rd in free throws made, 6th in free throws attempted, 4th in field goals made, and 3rd in field goals attempted. Jones's 24.2 points per game led the Big 12 Conference and ranked 5th nationally. Her 46.3% from the field was also a career best. Ashley Jones also finishes the season as an NCAA leader in free throws made with 181. Jones was honored as a second-team All-American by Sports Illustrated and received honorable mention from the Associated Press. She's a top 5 finalist for the Cheryl Miller Award, which honors the nation's best small forward. Ashley Jones is the 3rd Cyclone to receive the USBWA All-America honors, with Bridget Carlton earning a spot on the 3rd team in 2019 and Angie Welly making the team in 2001. And the University of Iowa football team will hold an open practice presented by Coca-Cola on Saturday, April 17th in Kinnick Stadium. The open practice is free. Gates to Kinnick will open at 8:30 a.m. with a practice scheduled to begin at 9:30. Fans will be able to enter select gates, including gates A, the south end zone, B, the southwest, and H, northeast. All fans need to wear masks during the event. Regular season game day surge procedures will be in place, and fans will be allowed in to sit in the north, south, and west stands. Fans will not be permitted in the premium seat areas and press box. Free parking will be available on hard surface lots, while normal ramp fees will apply. Tailgating will not be allowed. Concession stands will be open at select locations on the concourse, with limited menu items available. Additional information is available on this same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.